Minister's office. Prime Minister speaking.
Greetings. This is the Secretary of War at the State Department of the United States. We have a problem. The companies want something done about this sluggish world economic situation. Profits have been running more than a little thin lately, and we need to stimulate some growth. Now, we know that there's an alarmingly high number of young people roaming around in your country with nothing to do but stir up trouble for the police and damage private property. Doesn't look like they'll ever get a job. It's about time we did something constructive with these people. We've got thousands of them here, too. They're crawling all over. The companies think it's time we all sit down, have a serious get-together, and start another war. A president? Oh, he loves the idea. All those missiles streaming overhead, to and fro, napalm. People running down the road, skin on fire. Soviets seem up for it. The Kremlin's been itching for the real thing for years. Want a little going-away present for Mr. Brezhnev. Hell, Afghanistan's no fun. So, what do you say? We don't even have to win this war. We just want to cut down on some of this excess population. Hell, just start up a draft. Draft as many of those people as you can. We'll call up every last youngster we can get our hands on and give them an hour or two to learn how to use an automatic rifle and send them on their way. El Salvador, Northern Ireland, or a moderately repressive regime in South America. We'll just cook up a good Soviet threat story in the Middle East. We need that oil. We have Libya all ready to go, and Colonel Gaddafi's hit squad didn't even show up. I tell you, that man is unreliable. The Russians had their finger on the button just like we did for that one. Just think for a minute. We can make this war so big, so big. The more people we kill in this war, the more the economy will prosper. We can get rid of practically everybody on your dole queue if we plan this right. Take every loafer on welfare right off our computer rolls. Don't worry about those demonstrators. Just pump up your drug supply. So many people have hooked themselves on heroin and amphetamine since we took over. It's just like Vietnam. We had everybody so busy with LSD, they never got too strong. Kept the war functioning just fine. It's easy. We got our college kids so interested in beer, they don't even care if we start manufacturing germ bombs again. Put a nuclear stockpile in their backyard, they wouldn't even know what it looked like. So how about it? Look, war is money. The arms manufacturers tell me unless we get our bomb factories up to full production, the whole economy is going to collapse. The Soviets are in the same boat. We all agree the time has come to the big one, so what do you say? That's excellent. We knew you'd agree. The companies will be very pleased. The companies will be very pleased. The companies will be very pleased.
Thank you. Yeah. We pay the NRC salaries. As ratepayers, we pay PG&E salaries. We Thank you. some sawdust where a ring had been, when nice girls were turned into whores, gardens with fountains where peacocks had struck, where dead children were born, the splendor of tigers turning to gold in the desert, pale meadows of stranded pyramids. Sunny boy, such a sunny boy, there's a song in the air. Kirari, Kirari, Kirari. But the fair señorita don't seem to care. Curare, curare, curare. As the grossness of spring lulls its head against the window, as the grossness of spring lulls its blooded head I merely got up so slowly shuffled across the floor. Close the door on the land, descending the stairs. Dipping into the street, the paralyzed street. Brooke says good afternoon, I say good afternoon, it's a lovely afternoon, yes, it's a lovely afternoon. Into pockets I'm stitching, so weighted with pins. Into eyes imploding on mazes of sins. The puddle beneath the court, bobbing on a mild chop, that rolled in off the river dips and the open water beyond. Thank you.
that, please. Over.
Boy, I don't know. I got around one corner.
Now, where are you at, Dempster, Palmer Dempsey? Section Foreman Dempsey, over.
Yeah, you're still in. As far as I know, dispatcher, he's heading for good.
Foreman coming down and hit me.
He's coming down in an officer. Nipples are clear now, over.
Coming down in an officer, you're doing 70. Stay there, Wes.
You better get something to take me free of my survivor.
9644, over. Coming up to mileage 20, over.
On extra 9571 East Newcastle, stop dispatcher, over.
We're stopped at Irv, so help you, we're here, and what's going on?
We're stopped at Irv, on the air.
All right, sir, okay.
Thank you, dispatcher, up to now.
Hello, Lee.
Yes.
Here, we are talking to Wes.
Well, I haven't been talking to him now. Are you on here, Wesley? Is that you, Larry?
Yeah, I'm here in the bay on the mine.
You're in the van of the mines, I see. No, he hasn't called in.
No.
still at the mine. The train broke away.
Any houses in that area, over? To the Y, is that correct? Over.
Yes, the engines are about 100 feet from the track.
I see. How many, is there any other cars off the track? Over.
As far as I can see, the whole thing is off. Yeah, okay, now that's fine. The West
is okay, eh?
We'll be right back. Good night, boys and girls. Thank you for coming to our concert.